A decade ago, in promotion of the Minneapolis Northwest Sports Show, longtime WCCO writer Sue Fraze told me that Ralph John Fritz would be at the show promoting his newfangled Fritzy's Fish Sticks to help really catch the big ones.
Hey, R.J. Fritz, I thank you. It's nice to think that at one time in your earlier years, you were listening to a young man named Flathers doing a night radio show.
I used to listen to you when I was in school down there in Rochester. Can I dare say this?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the Stone Age in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And you were my hero, Harley. Believe me, you're sponsored. I can tell you this. You're sponsored by Big Boy. Are they still around down there?
Well, we don't see the Big Boy Drive-In anymore. They kind of went by the wayside, but boy, that was my claim to fame, the Big Boy Drive-In.
You had a contest one time. I don't know if Dale Robertson. There was some contest you had sponsored down there, and I entered the thing, and I was surprised I didn't win. But
wasn't that the Dale Robertson look-alike? Didn't you look somewhat like him?
No. Howdy, folks. This is Jim Hardy for Wells Fargo. It was one of those, you know.
Yeah. You went to school down here at the old junior college?
Yeah, the old one, right. And then from there I went to the Mayo Clinic, worked at the medical building there, the medical science building with Dr. Phil Brown, Jr., whom you know, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he talked me into going into radio for some reason, and I was in radio for 8 years at Stillwater.
Yep.
Not at the prison, at the the city station, WAVN. Then went from there to CCO, and I've been here for 25 years.
Apparently, you're like I am. You just can't seem to get a job and hold it, can you?
I'm in the same shape you are.
Thanks, Ralph John Fritz. Guess he's been at it now about 43 years himself, and he shows no sign of stopping.